American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs and the streets and the back. Some city schoolyard. When bullets and birth control outnumber books, something's wrong. There's a hunger for good news and heroes.
All right, folks, we're back. I just checked 7465. I am not impressed. Hello, WWCR. I am not impressed. Let's see if we can't get us back over that 99, 85, or 75, or whatever the case may be. I don't think this is going to fly. And who are our friends in Cairo? I don't know if we have any friends in Cairo, do we? And we were supposed to be interfering with their frequency. Well, why didn't they move? Well, there's a thought. Mexico on the brink. Our new director, Porter Goss, wasn't kidding when he put Mexico in with Venezuela, Haiti, Bolivia, and Nicaragua. That's because these are the countries that they've tried to destabilize. In the hemisphere right now, the potentially dangerous development is political and may affect us very tangibly in the U.S. Here's the political rundown. Like much of Latin America, there's a terrible leadership deficit in Mexico. One thing's for sure, the next president of Mexico probably won't come from President Vicente Fox's Pan Party. In the 2006 elections, Fox has been nothing but a disappointment to Mexico's voters. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss, is a common assessment among Mexicans. Fox won the election 5 years ago, promising to change Mexico, but has done very little to change anything. Few free market reforms were undertaken, scant new jobs were created, and in granting, a grading dynamic of reforms, I should say, as they are executed by such third-way regimes, gross domestic product went up in low single digits based on production of a few big companies and government spending. New smaller companies were never formed. The renewed mercantilism, or in Latin America, the term corporate state, in turn made the rich richer and the poor poorer. And angrier, by the way. There were some bright spots in Mexico's economy for this already rich or skilled during the Fox years, but most poor Mexicans remained shut out of the system. Lip service was paid to reforms, but new opportunity for the poor was not the focus, and the jobs were not delivered to those who needed them most. In Mexico, that group comprises the majority. As a substitute for reform, Fox encouraged Mexicans to skip over the border to the U.S. to take up life as illegal aliens and send dollars back to Mexico. 10% of Mexican voters now live in the U.S. legally or illegally. Uh-oh, we had a caller say that 7465 is not working at all. Well, it's working, just not for him. We'll take the break here, folks, and be back. 800-313-9443. Want to talk about Pope Shivo? Any subject you want to, by the way. Pope died on Friday, not Saturday.
I can't believe it.
It truly is amazing.
have to care enough about yourself to want to do something.
If you're tired of feeling sick or run down, this truly is the answer. I have so much energy now.
It makes you feel good.
And it's all natural.
Everyone in my family takes Cardivite.
Cardivite.
Cardivite. We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing. Gives you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Cardivite.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Do we have actually any callers here? Are these? We do. We have one. Joe in Oregon. Hello, Joe.
Hi. It could be atmospherics, that 7465 is barely some static where I am in Oregon.
Well, I just checked it here in Central Texas, and on a meter out of 10 on top of the line San Jin Radio, I got a 2 out of 10. I tuned it into somebody else that's on 9975, the revamped 9985, and it came in 8 out of 10 on the meter.
Yeah. Well, I have a Sanjin 909, and it just ain't doing it. I got the little antenna stretched out over a tree.
Right.
But sorry for the bad news. Maybe it's just today. But anyway, I'll have a hookup, satellite hookup for my computer soon. Anyway, I got a question to ask you here about real estate. It is going crazy in places that are considered desirable to live by the retired class, like in South Island and New Zealand and the southern Oregon and the Oregon coast. People are pouring in, and a lot of people in their 50s to 60s are buying up every little shack, turning it into a rental. They literally are selling shacks for $175,000 now, and places that are selling for $95,000 or $100,000 literally the window frame, you can push it out with your hand. You know, it needs to be burned down. The thing is, people working in the grocery stores, the bank tellers and whatnot, they can't, they're like permanent renters now. And that article you read by that gang, by that gentleman about so many of us could be homeless and they round up homeless people because all homeless people are enemies of the state because they're not giving the state taxes to the police or sicked on them or whatnot. And if you're homeless, after being homeless for a little while, you're beginning to act crazy too. But he's really perceptive in that article. We are under assault with open borders and this land craze, land boom. In a real estate guide I was looking at, I wished I had it in front of me, but it had like a car ad or something. It said bankruptcy, bad credit, no income verification, 100% the loan. I mean, these loan companies, I don't know what it is. It seems like they're just anxious to loan money to anybody to buy property. I mean, it's like propping up the country's propped up right now by real estate. But my question for you is, have you ever met anybody from Uruguay?
No, I can't say that I have.
I've been asking that of acquaintances and people I've met for the last couple of months. I haven't found anybody from Uruguay. Apparently, Uruguay is really not that bad because they're all staying home. But I was thinking of, I was just wondering if you were gonna buy property right now, rural property with year-round water, if you had a choice of doing it here or going down to Uruguay, and you were fancy footing free, would you say where you'd go right now?
I don't understand the question, Joe.
If you were free, if you weren't married and you weren't you didn't have your job right now, and you had a choice of buying a mountain piece of property now or going to Uruguay, what would be the choice right off the top of your head?
Well, it sure isn't going to Uruguay.
Okay. I was just asking.
Yeah, I'm not, this is my country. I was born here and I'm going to die here. Now, the question is going to be, upon my death, am I going to be able to recognize this country? It's transformed so much in the first 51 years that I've been on this earth that I don't recognize it anymore.
Well, you know, in Canada right now, which are cranking it up to be like it is here, any Canadians that stand up for Canadian heritage and the people who found that it worked and died to build a civilized Western nation up there are now hounded. They call them Nazis. They use that Yiddish word called Nazi. I mean, every single person who criticizes the illegitimate government up there is branded an evil person. I mean, it's unbelievable tyranny just north of us. Never mind Iraq. Tyranny is right up north of the border, and now we have tyranny in this country. And let me drop that subject just for 1 minute. I was looking last time I was on the internet. There's a website that's called thegoldenreport.com. Called thegoldenreport.com.
Right.
And this gentleman that lives in Israel was writing an article with photographs at the Israeli Supreme Court in Jerusalem. And have you ever seen a picture of that Israeli court in Jerusalem, the Supreme Court?
Okay, I'm not following you here.
There's the Israeli Supreme Court building in Jerusalem. Have you ever seen a photograph of it?
No, I have not.
Well, at thegoldenreport.com, he has an article about this, and on the roof of the building is like on the left-hand side is like a pit, a circular hole with a pyramid in it with the all-seeing eye, like on the back of our dollar bill, the Illuminati symbol there. And a bunch of other stuff he goes into. It's quite surprising if you didn't know that was there and the way it's designed. It's fascinating, I'll say the least. But anyway, the only way that we can get out of this mess that we're in now in Western societies is if people demand an end to tyranny and that we have our Western traditional freedoms back to think and speak and protect our infrastructure, our manufacturing, and our ability to survive as a people.
Joe, I appreciate your call.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Let's get back to this story here. By the way, Southwest Missouri, loud and clear. Central New Jersey, loud and clear. Southern Michigan, loud and clear. Eastern Ohio, better than ever. And that's the shortwave hole of the planet. Good in Mississippi. Keith in Michigan says, clear as a bell. Eastern Pennsylvania, wiped out. Florida Panhandle, very good. Lexington, Virginia, best signal ever. Stuart in Austin, can't hear it on 7465. I'm with you, Stuart. I can't hear it in the parking lot up here in Round Rock. And Bowie, Texas, where's Bowie at? North Central, pretty good signal there. All right. We'll have to play around with this for a week. I don't know who. Can you do me a favor? Can you check on WWCR and find out who's on 9985? Actually, 9975 right now. And see who that is, because, man, it was like I was holding a conversation with him face to face. Talk about a clear signal. Back to the story about Mexico. 10% of the Mexican voters now live in the U.S. legally or illegally, but they account for 50% of Mexico's purchasing power. And they send home enough billions in foreign exchange to make the government of Mexico very comfortable indeed. The Inter-American Development Bank says they sent home $16.6 billion in 2004, up from $10.5 billion in 2000, the year Fox was elected. Fox has called these people heroes, encouraging U.S. banks to accept Mexican identification cards to ease money transfers in 2002 and permitting his government to print out booklets advising Mexicans how to get over the border illegally but safely by 2005. But it's no life to be an illegal alien. If you've ever seen the movie El Norte about the plight of Guatemalan illegal aliens in Los Angeles, you'll understand why. The poverty, the exploitation by the migrant rackets, the permanent underclass status, the ease in which aliens can lose everything they've worked for to build if they are apprehended by law enforcement is heartbreaking. These people are helpless. Not only that, in the case of Mexico, there are whole villages whose only residents are women and children. All of the men have gone to the U.S. to work illegally. So the children grow up fatherless. This is a huge price to pay just to get a job. No one should be driven by circumstances to do this, and to have a cynical government encouraging this kind of life so it can benefit by dollar remittances, which beef up foreign exchange reserves and permit the government to finance itself without having to worry about growing the tax base, is an outrage. Yeah, that's right. They're not going to create jobs down there to create a tax base. Just send them over here, and we send it back. So what do you do if you're a Mexican voter? Soon to be offered a choice of three candidates for election, one from the old discredited PRI that ruled and ruined Mexico for some 70 years, one from the disappointing new third way, PAN, that openly wants you to flee your homeland, abandon your family, and send home dollars, or one from the third party in the wings, the ultra-left PRD party, which has a charismatic mayor of Mexico City running for election on a stand-up-for-the-poor platform of soup kitchen spending and sticking it to the U.S. Meanwhile, there's nobody comparable to an American Republican. There are no wealth creators, no Reagans. There are only these socialist candidates as your presidential choices. It shouldn't surprise anyone that you picked the third candidate if you were a Mexican. And this reality makes everyone, the other two Mexican parties, the U.S. and the rest of Latin America, blanch. For Mexico, the high welfare spending should kill off all potential job growth for everyone except party bureaucrats. For the U.S., there is a potential Hugo Chavez on the border who's already talking about an oil alliance with Venezuela. Oil supplier number three teaming up with oil supplier number four to stick it to the gringos sounds like $105 barrel day already. For Latin America, there's one more demagogue ready to retard the region's growth by destroying Latin America's largest economy. Now, the danger is obvious to anyone that cares to look. But so is the solution. Right now, Mexico's two other parties, PAN and the PRI, have conducted legal maneuvers to knock his third-party leftist Mexican mayor out of the presidential race. They're prosecuting him over some road violation, a very trivial technicality, by the way, and they've pushed his popularity from 27% to 37% in a three-way race already. We'll break. We'll be right back.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Let's look a little bit in review of President Bush. Boy, does he have a lot of people still bamboozled in this country. Oh, yes, he's a Republican. He's a godly man. Yeah. The 50 dumbest things President Bush has said in his first term. Well, I can't wait to hear what he says the second term. We'll do a countdown here. The Economic Forum in Waco, Texas, August 13th, 2002. He says, I promise you I will listen to what has been said here, even though I wasn't there. Number 49. We spent a lot of time talking about Africa, as we should. Africa is a nation that suffers from incredible disease. Gothenburg, Sweden, June 14th, 2001. Yeah, it's suffering from a lot of dead people, too, George. 48. You teach a child to read, and he or her will be able to pass a literacy test. Yeah, literacy test. Townsend, Tennessee, February 21st, 2001. Number 47, we both use Colgate toothpaste. After a reporter asked what he had in common with British Prime Minister Tony Blair at Camp David, Maryland, February 23rd, 2001. 46, tribal sovereignty means that it's sovereign. I mean, you're a, well, you've been given sovereignty, and you're viewed as a sovereign entity. And therefore, the relationship between the federal government and the tribes is one between sovereign entities. Washington, D.C., August 6th, last year. Number 45, I glance at the headlines just to kind of get a flavor for what's moving. I rarely read the stories and get briefed by people who are probably read the news themselves. Washington, D.C., September 21st, 2003. 44, I'm the commander. See, I don't need to explain. I do not need to explain why I say things. That's the interesting thing about being president. That was quoted in Bob Woodward's Bush at War. Number 43, I'm here to make an announcement that this Thursday, ticket counters and airplanes will fly out of Ronald Reagan Airport. Washington, D.C., October 3rd, 2001. What else is going to be flying out of there, George? Ships? 42. The war on terror involves Saddam Hussein because of the nature of Saddam Hussein, the history of Saddam Hussein, and his willingness to terrorize himself. He said that wonderful statement in Grand Rapids, Michigan, January 29, 2003. Number 41. I saw a poll that said the right track, wrong track in Iraq, was better there than here in America. It's pretty darn strong. I mean, the people see a better future. Washington, D.C., September 23rd, 2004. Number 40. Oh, no, we're not going to have any casualties discussing the war, Iraq war, with the Christian Coalition founder Pat Robertson, as quoted by Mr. Robinson himself. We're not going to have any casualties. Number 39. I hear there's rumors on the Internet that we're going to have a draft. Presidential debate, St. Louis, Missouri, October 8, 2004. Number 38, haven't we already given money to rich people? Why are we going to do it again? This was two economic advisors discussing a second round of tax cuts, as quoted by former Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill, Washington, D.C., November 26, 2002. Number 37, he said this in Trenton, New Jersey on September 23rd of 2002. We need an energy bill that encourages consumption. Number 36. After standing on the stage, after the debates, I made it very plain we will not have an all-volunteer army, and yet this week we will have an all-volunteer army. He said that in Daytona Beach, Florida, October 16, 2004. See what I mean when this guy doesn't have a teleprompter? When somebody doesn't write a sentence for him? Number 35. Do you have blacks too? This was to Brazilian President Fernando Cardoza. He said that in Washington, D.C., November 8th of 2001. Number 34, this foreign policy stuff is a little frustrating. That was quoted in the New York Daily News, October 23rd, 2002. Yes, George, and we know you still don't have a clue. Number 33, I got to know Ken Lay when he was head of what they call the Governor's Business Council in Texas. He was a supporter of Ann Richards in my run in 1994. And she had named him the head of the Governor's Business Council, and I decided to leave him in place just for the sake of continuity. And that's when I first got to know Ken and worked with Ken. This is when he was attempting to distance himself from the biggest political patron, Enron Chairman Ken Lay, whom he nicknamed Kenny Boy. That was a statement made Washington, D.C., January 10, 2002. Number 32. It is white, after being asked by a child in Britain what the White House was like, July 19, 2001. Number I don't know which was dumber, the question or the answer. Number 31, said this in Washington, D.C. on December 10th of 2001. I couldn't imagine somebody like Osama bin Laden understanding the joy of Hanukkah. Number 30, for every fatal shooting, there are roughly three non-fatal shootings, and folks, this is unacceptable in America. It's just unacceptable, and we're going to do something about it. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, May 14, 2001. Number 29. I don't know why you're talking about Sweden. They're a neutral one. They don't have an army. During a December 2002 Oval Office meeting with Representative Tom Lantos, as reported by the New York Times. Number 28. You forgot Poland? This is to Senator John Kerry during the first presidential debate after Kerry failed to mention Poland's contribution to the Iraq War Coalition in Miami, Florida, September 30th last year. Number 27, I'm the master of low expectations. He was aboard Air Force One June 4th, 2003 when he made that firecracker remark. We'll be back with more right after this.
Listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Most Americans want our government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But amazingly, some political leaders want to do away with borders entirely, whether the American people agree or not. And they have a serious plan for accomplishing their aims while deceiving the public. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA, a huge power grab. If Congress approves the FTAA, our nation will be pushed down the same path that produced the European Union. There will be no more illegal immigration because there will be no enforcement of borders. Americans will lose control of their destiny as regional bureaucrats from corrupt political systems decide our future. Sound incredible? Check out the facts for yourself. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress you want a better future for America. That's stoptheftaa.org.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now, that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Doing the top 50 countdown of some of the dumbest things this president has said. Last one we left off with, I'm the master of low expectations. He actually said that on board Air Force One on June 4th of last year. Number 26, I'm also not very analytical. You know, I don't spend a lot of time thinking about myself, about why I do things. That was also said on board Air Force One on the very same day. Two dumb things from Air Force One on the very same day. Nice, George. At least you're consistent on that day. Number 25, I know what I believe. I will continue to articulate what I believe and what I believe. I believe what I believe is right. Rome, Italy, July 22nd, 2001. He believes. Number 24, we need to counter the shockwave of this evildoer by having individual rate cuts accelerated and by thinking about tax rebates. Washington, D.C., October 4th, 2001. People say, how can I help on this war against terror? How can I fight evil? You can do so by mentioning a child. Mentoring a child. By going into a shut-in's house and say, I love you. Washington, D.C., September 19th, 2002. Number 22, I wish you had given me this written question ahead of time so I could plan for it. I'm sure something will pop into my head here in the midst of this press conference with all the pressure of trying to come up with the answer. But it hadn't yet. I don't want to sound like I have made no mistakes. I'm confident I have. I just haven't. You just put me under the spot here, and maybe I'm not as quick on my feet as I should be in coming up with one. President George W. Bush, after being asked to name the biggest mistake he had made in Washington, D.C., he made that statement 1 year ago, almost to the day, April 3rd, 2004. He should have said that on April 1st, I do believe. The rich people figure out, this is number 21, the rich people figure out how to dodge taxes anyway, explaining why high taxes of the rich are a failed strategy. That was, he made that wonderful statement in Annandale, Virginia, August 9th of 2004. Number 20, my plan reduces the national debt, and fast, so fast, in fact, that economists worry that we're going to run out of debt to retire. $73 trillion, George? He said that in his radio address February 24th of 2001. Number 19. You know, when I was one time campaigning in Chicago, a reporter said, would you ever have a deficit? I said, I can't imagine it, but there would be one if we had a war or a national emergency or a recession. Never did I dream we'd get the trifecta. He said that in Houston, Texas, June 14, 2002. And to be fair to George, there's a footnote here. There's no evidence Bush ever made any such statement, despite recounting the trifecta line repeated in 2002. A search by the Washington Post revealed that the three caveats were brought up before the 2000 campaign by Al Gore. Number 18, see, free nations are peaceful nations. Free nations don't attack each other. Free nations don't develop weapons of mass destruction. Milwaukee, Wisconsin, October 3rd, 2003. No, George, the people that don't invent or have weapons of mass destruction are the ones on Israel's roadmap to peace. Number 17, the British government has learned that Saddam Hussein recently sought significant quantities of uranium from Africa. State of the Union address, January 28, 2003, making a claim that administration officials knew at the time to be false. Number 16, in Iraq, no doubt about it, it's tough, it's hard work, it's incredibly hard. Repeating the phrases hard work, working hard, hard choices, and other hard-based verbiages 22 times in his first debate with Senator John Kerry. Number 15, the most important thing is for us to find Osama bin Laden. It is our number one priority, and we will not rest until we find him. That statement was made on September 13, 2001. Number 14. I don't know where Osama bin Laden is. I have no idea and really don't care. It's not that important. It's not our priority. He said that on March 13th of 2002. Number 13 of all-time Bush statements. But all in all, it's been a fabulous year for Laura and me. Summing up his first year in office 3 months after the 9/11 attacks, Washington, D.C., December 20th of 2001. Number 12. I try to go for longer runs, but it's tough around here at the White House on the outdoor track. It's sad that I can't run longer. It's one of the saddest things about the presidency. That was an interview with Runner's World, by the way, in August 2002. Number 11. Can we win? I don't think you can win it. After being asked whether the war on terror was winnable on the Today Show interview August 30th of 2004. Then why do you keep doing it, George? Why do you keep doing it? If it's not winnable, why are you doing it? Number 10. I just want you to know that when we talk about war, we're just really talking about peace. That Orwellian doublethink. Thank you, George. He said that out of Washington, D.C. on June 18, 2002. Number 9, I trust God speaks through me. Without that, I couldn't do my job. He said that to a group of Amish people he met privately on July 9, 2004. Yeah, George, you see how well they're plugged into your matrix. They said, Yankee, go home. Number 8, major combat operations in Iraq have ended. In the Battle of Iraq, the United States and our allies have prevailed. Speaking underneath a mission accomplished banner aboard the USS Abraham Lincoln, May 1st of 2003. Number 7, we found the weapons of mass destruction. We found biological laboratories, and we'll find more weapons as time goes on. But for those who say we haven't found the banned manufacturing devices or banned weapons, they're wrong. We found them. Washington, D.C., May 30th, 2003. Those weapons of mass destruction have got to be somewhere. President George W. Bush, joking about his administration's failure to find weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, as he narrated a comic slideshow during the Radio and TV Correspondents Association dinner, Washington, D.C., March 24th of last year. Number 5. If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier just so long as I'm the dictator. Washington, D.C., December 19, 2000. Number 4. There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you, fool me, you can't get fooled again. Nashville, Tennessee, September 17, 2002. Number 3. Too many good docs are getting out of the business. Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country. That's right. Our president said that in Poplar Bluff, Missouri, September 6, 2004. Number 2. Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we. Washington, D.C., August 5th of last year. And number 1, lacking a drum roll here, my answer is bring them on. This was on Iraqi insurgents attacking U.S. forces, Washington, D.C., July 3rd of 2003. By the way, if we missed a dumb Bush quote, send it to politicalhumor.guide@about.com. If you have anything else this disassociated, whacked out, the folks, there have been books written on this guy going, this guy shouldn't be president of the United States. He should be in a loony bin someplace. So if you've got anything that you want to add to this list, and I can't wait for the second 4 years, if we're still around to talk about it, that is, send it to politicalhumor.guide@about.com. He says it. He's the president. It's embarrassing. It is embarrassing. You know, probably one of the best orators from the podium at the Oval Office in recent memory had to be Slick Willie, had to be Bill Clinton. Bill, you could drop anything on this guy's lap, man, and he would deal with it. He was articulate. He interjected humor. He had command of the English language. That doesn't make him a good president, mind you, just a good orator. And it's not necessarily do you have to be a good orator to be president of the United States, but take a look at the guy's thinking here. Take a look at what's going on in the scramble mess of a brain, and then what comes out of his mouth. Is it any wonder why this is the one president that have had so few press conferences? That's because when you do a press conference, you don't have pat answers that can be rolled on a teleprompter. Our president. Man, oh, man, oh, man. Ed in Pennsylvania. Hello, Ed.
Hi, this guy. Hello.
Hello. Are you near a phone, or are you talking through me through a string and a tin can?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah. Is this guy an idiot or what, man? man, this guy.
He's your president.
Yeah, that's. I heard some of those quotes before about fool me once. Is that really what they say in Texas? I thought it was all over the country. I've heard it before.
Well, I've never heard it quite like that before.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think it goes, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. And you won't get fooled again. And he had to throw, he just had to throw that in there for some unknown reason.
That was great.
It's a line out of a Who song, the rock group Who. You won't get fooled again, but he just kind of threw that into the tail end of a statement that's, you know.
Is I guess the Who is from Texas also. Probably.
Right. Roger Daltrey. There he goes. I just saw him walking by the window right here. Yeah.
Right. Well, he's coming in pretty good here in that new frequency.
Ah.
That's pretty good. Just wanted to call up, and I was listening this morning to a show, and they were saying something about Terry Schiavo being under Medicare.
Yes.
And now I understand why the father was talking about having the state come in and taking care of Terry.
Yeah, because she was getting Medicare, and the question should be why was she getting Medicare or Medicaid in the first place?
Exactly.
She had $1 million in a war chest to rehabilitate her, and after Michael Schiavo got done paying his attorney, and God knows what he did with the money.
Mm-hmm.
There's no accounting here. She died just recently, and of course, Mr. Schiavo made sure that nobody got to the coroner to ask him to look for other things besides a brain activity, the many broken bones and so on and so forth in her body. But now she's cremated and she's buried someplace up there in Pennsylvania.
Mm.
You ought to be proud of that one, huh?
Oh yeah, really. Yeah. But with
Ed, anything else?
That's it. That's
all right. Thanks, I appreciate it.
Bye bye.
Health Lies Exposed, Understanding the Codex Threat. This is a press release from them. Codex Alimentarius is coming. Currently, compliance with the complicated and destructive regulations of Codex Alimentarius is voluntary, but can be enforced by trade sanctions imposed on the World Trade Organization. In July 2005, these regulations will become mandatory for all World Trade Organization members, and that includes the United States. And once it gets here, it will be illegal to buy, sell, recommend, or use any but 28 ultra-low-dose nutrients, natural supplements, herbs, enzymes, or other natural treatments, whether you are a licensed health professional or not. The only legal health option left will be the pharmaceutical one. Codex Alimentarius regulations have been approved in the EU, Canada, and Australia. The United States is next unless we act decisively. These regulations are passed quietly and without effective public notice, but have grave and devastating impact on health freedom. Here in the United States, the harmonization laws, which will enact Codex Alimentarius, have been defeated by Congress several times, each time by a smaller and smaller margin. Given the composition of the current Congress, it is virtually certain it will be passed unless we make sure that does not happen. And keep in mind, folks, free trade area of Americas, you have to go with the WTO, the World Trade Organization. You have to. I mean, we're at the focal point. We're the enabler here, folks, if you will, for free trade area of Americas. Just ask George, but be prepared for an answer you won't understand. Codex Alimentarius is a result of the complex relationship between the United Nations, which established the Codex Alimentarius Commission in 1962, the World Trade Organization, which was authorized to enforce the Codex through trade sanctions, the World Health Organization, which subscribes to the Codex Alimentarius regulations, despite the fact that they directly and explicitly conflict with their own findings and policies, such as the FAO/WHO official publication, Diet, Nutrition, and the Prevention of Chronic Diseases, the Food and Agriculture Organization, our FDA and our USDA, working in concert with industry representatives of other consumers and health scientists, physicians, and other practicing natural medicine, and other health-focused voices have been totally absent from official Codex Alimentarius deliberations. Now, a few observers have been present at official deliberations, but they have not been permitted to speak at the sessions. Of course, the real work of such complex regulatory structures takes place outside of those official sessions, and none of the health advocates have had access to those meetings, agreements, and sessions, yet they will take away our health freedoms if we allow ourselves to be harmonized. Now, the nutrients and supplements Codex Alimentarius sets maximum allowable dosages of permitted substances and forbids all others, and all doses higher than that found in foods, by the way. In Europe, the standard for implementation of the Codex Alimentarius is being set by the European Supplements Directive, which specifies that only a total of 28 supplements are allowed at ultra-low subclinical doses. All other nutritional materials will become illegal substances on August 1, 2005. Now, there are some impractical options for a few nutrients to become permissible as prescription drugs, but the cost of and stipulations are so difficult that it is unlikely that any nutrients will pass this set of hurdles. A little bit more on this Codex Alimentarius from our New World Order leaders. It's just for your health, folks. It's just for your benefit. Trust them. They know better than we. You think? Let's just ask George. Maybe we can get a bright response from him. What do you think? We'll be right back.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
John in Northern Michigan. Hello, John.
Yeah, good evening, John.
Hi.
This relates to what you were just talking about. A gentleman called in a show earlier today and mentioned an ESPN report or a CNN report on this ball player that has been suspended.
Yeah, from the Tigers, I do believe.
Well, he was from the Tigers. I think he's with the Tampa Bay now. But he's a nobody player. His batting average is one of the lowest. which is they're all the steroid takers have all these high batting averages. But at the end of the presentation, they say he claims it came from supplements, over-the-counter supplements, and their comments were that maybe this may have to be a regulated medium.
So, bless their little regulatory hearts.
Well, it's getting put out, and next we'll have a CSI about it, probably.
Yeah, probably. So those evil natural homeopathic people, they've got to be controlled.
Well, the medical model, they can't have patients unless they're eating Frankenfood and taking prescription drugs.
Yeah. Let me, I'll tell you what, I got to finish up with this Alimentarius.
Sure, great.
Thanks. Appreciate it, John. Codex Alimentarius specifies that supplements and nutrients may not be used to prevent, treat, or cure any disorder. And yet more than 80% of American supplements for exactly these purposes. Nutritional and environmental physicians, naturopaths, nutritionists, chiropractors, and a host of other licensed health professionals employ hundreds of natural minerals, supplements, and herbs precisely because they are effective in preventing, treating, and curing many diseases. These natural health options will become illegal if the U.S. is harmonized with the World Trade Organization because compliance with Codex Alimentarius will no longer be voluntary as it is now. Health food stores are major sources of these essential substances. They will no longer be able to provide them. Most health food stores and privately owned nutrition manufacturers will, we believe, no longer be in business after Codex Alimentarius takes effect. On the issue of toxins, it sets permissible upper limits for pesticide residues, toxic chemicals in the environment, hormones in the food, and other environmental contaminants, which are many times higher than levels advocated by chemical and pesticide industry lobbying groups. Current toxic levels are already responsible for most of the cancers, heart disease, autism, chronic degenerative conditions, and organ failures, which are killing people at increasing rates around the globe. Genetically modified organisms. Well, Codex Alimentarius makes the unlabeled use of the GMOs legal in all foods under all circumstances, although there is significant opposition to the widespread use of GMOs at this time. By the way, farmers in Iraq, for example, must purchase their seeds from Monsanto and are forbidden from retaining seed crops under the new Iraqi constitution. Similar laws will exist in other less exotic places. Many GMOs have been genetically engineered so that the seeds will not germinate without the use of specific pesticides such as Roundup by Monsanto. You got to love these people. They're just getting us, they're just getting us lined up to make this transition for the free trade area of Americas into global governance, folks. They're working overtime. None of this, of course, is being talked about on the mainstream news out there. They have more important stories to cover. Yes, Jacko is more important than Codex Alimentarius and what it's going to do to hundreds and thousands of businesses, to say nothing of the millions of people that use natural, homeopathic, proven, folks, it works. Now, I wonder why this is why the FDA never makes or never allows people to make health claims, even though there's a lot of people on homeopathic or natural medicines, if you will, that are becoming healthier. Oh, that's right. They're not lined up at the pharma cartel feed bag at their local drugstore to pay exorbitant amounts for the drug cartel that is going into partnership. Well, George Bush wants everybody tested and everybody on antidepressants. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless you.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.